Morning. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. We're holding Kuf Lamed Beis. I'm a Beis. We're a little bit behind. We're middle of the Amud. We're up to Lishna Achrina, like literally smack in the middle of the Amud, maybe a drop past the midway point. Lishna Achrina, we're middle discussing that Bismillah, not only is Deicha Shabbos, we had this Machlekes Rabbanim, of course, Rabbanim, which is Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Eliezer, whether or not the Machshirin is Deicha Shabbos, even the preparation, Rabbi Eliezer has even preparation, Rabbi Kiva, and that's what we pass him, actually Gemara refers to it as Shitas Rabbanan, say that no, only Mila itself is Deicha Shabbos, not the Machshirin. We'll have a Mishnah in today's daf. Today's, again, it's a large daf, not very complicated, it's a packed daf, a large daf, so we're going to go relatively quickly. We have a Mishnah which elaborates more as to what actions of Mila are Deicha Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbanan, it's the Mila itself, anything, any components of the Mila itself are Deicha Shabbos, but the Machshirin according to Rabbanan, not Deicha Shabbos. So we had a whole discussion, how do we know Mila itself is Deicha Shabbos, or Machshirin Mila according to Rabbanan is Deicha Shabbos? We then went into the conversation, how do we know that Mila is Deicha Tzaras? There's an Isser to cut off a Tzaras in a person's body, there's an Isser. However, if it's a Makkah Mila, we cut off the Tzaras, we do the Bris Mila, even in spite of the fact that normally there's a lav to cut off a Tzaras. So we have the Rosam teaching a Brisa that teaches that concept. So we're in the middle of explaining the Brisa. The Brisa first starts off with the Svar that it should be Deicha, starts off, brings the Brisa that it shouldn't be Deicha Tzaras, and then it comes out ultimately with the Pasuk, then from the Drushas Pasuk, that it's Deicha Tzaras. So Rabbi gave, the Gemara gave one explanation, what the Shaka Batari was, what the Havmina was, and then the deflection, that we have to come out to a Pasuk. Now the Gemara brings a Lishna Achrina, a second Lashon. Says the Gemara, Lishna Achrina, a second lesson as to the Shaka Batai and this Brisa, Mila Deicha Tzaras. The reason why we thought that Mila should be Deicha Tzaras is because the concept we haven't brought in yet over here in the Sugya, to us, Yasei V'dachi Leisasei. We have the concept of Sei Deicha Leisasei. The Asei of Mila is Deicha Leisasei of being over this, of cutting off Tzaras. Says Gemara, so that's a very good svara. Why did the Brisa retract and have to go on to a pasuk to say that Mila is Deicha Tzaras? Hadar Amar. Therefore, the Brisa, the Tana set themselves, Ema Damar, say when you have Hayasei V'Leisaseu. Leisasei Greida. When you have a Leisasei Greida. Whereas over here, Hayasei V'Leisaseu. Daf when you have only an Asei versus a Leisasei alone, that's when we say Asei is Deicha Leisasei. When you have Asei versus Asei and a Leisasei, the halacha is cutting off the tzaras is both a leisasei. That's yisham melcha b'neged tzaras. That's leisasei and an asei. The pasuk continues and says you should watch and be careful to and listen to what the kohen tells you to do. There's an asei there as well to be careful with the tzaras. So you're being deicha asei and a leisasei. An asei, a single asei of bris mila in this case, does not have the power to be deicha an asei and a leisasei. Actually, a very geshmaka shayla, a geshmaka klar for the Mishnah Melech. So we're saying asei is deicha leisasei. We'll speak more about asei leisasei as we get further onto kuflam gimel. By the two dots, even though we could really can speak over here, I want to just cover some ground and then we'll speak out some more rain. But a basic Gishmak Hashayla, Asay is Deicha Leisasei. Fine, whatever the logic of that is, that the power of Asay is great, let's just say, hopefully we'll elaborate more about that later. But ask the Mishnah Melech, when we say Asay is not Deicha, a Leisasei and Asay. We know normally when one's Aver Leisasei, they get Malkus. When Asay is not Deicha Leisasei and Asay, is he Chayav Malkus or he's still not Chayav Maisis? What's the Lamdas of the Shayla? This is the Mishnah Melech in Parak Aleph Lechadal and Hilchas Shafer. He says, the Lamdas is, do we say when you have Asay versus a Leisasei together with an Asay? So, do we say the Peshad is that it's not Deicha because the Asay is still knocking off the Leisasei, but it doesn't have the power to knock off another Asay? If that's the case, you won't be Chayav Malkus because the Asay still knocked off the Leisasei, it just can't knock off a Leisasei and Asay cannot knock off the other Asay. But it knocks off the Leisasei, so to speak, and there's no Malkus. The guy wasn't supposed to be Aver, but he was Aver. Lemaisi won't get Malkus because the Asay knocked off the Leisasei. Or do we say no? Because the Leisasei is coupled, it's paired with another Asay, that strengthens the Leisasei, and the Asay that I'm being Mekayim is not even Deicha the Leisasei either, and there would even be Malkus. He leaves it, clears the Shaila, a Gishmak Shaila, as to the mechanics of Asay is not being Deicha Leisasei and Asay. Okay, says the Gemara, therefore, since it can't be Deicha Leisasei and Asay, I need a Pasuk, I need a Drosha. Uman Mekayim, what do I do with the Drosha? We said earlier in the Brayis, Uman Mekayim, Yuma Basar Al Asay, you do Bris Mila. Isn't that Mashma even when there's Tzaras? No. Bisman Shein Baras, I'll tell you that Pasuk refers to any other case where there's no Tzaras. But when there's Tzaras, you can't do Bris Mila. That's what I would say. Therefore, Tama Lemir Basar. Therefore, the Brayis ultimately comes to the same outcome. I need to come out to a Pasuk of Basar. Without it, I would not know that Mila is Deicha Tzaras. Says Gemara, even though there's Baris there, then that the pasuk Buster tells me, I still do the Mila in the face of the Tzaras. Okay, Tenach Gadol. Now the pasuk says the word Buster by a Mila of a Gadol. It also says the word Buster by the Mila of an 8 day old. But in between, let's say Mila is not Basmanis, no longer it's past the 8th day, and the person of the question is not yet a Gadol. So how do we know over there that if there's tzaras, the mila is deichel tzaras in that case? It says the martenach, but God does the ksiva basar. God does the word basar katanami, ksiva basar has the word basar. Beinani, but someone in between, how do we know over there, some after 8 days old, which is no longer mila basmana, and before being godless, which has the pasuk of basar, how do we know then that time period, the mila is deichel tzaras there as well? Amar baye, you learn it from the combination from Matzara Shava. We learn it from the common denominator of Katan and Gadol. Katan meaning 8th day, this is Mila Basmana, and Gadol. Says the Gemara. The Gemara elaborates. Megadlais, you can't learn it directly from Gadol. She can't anish karis. You can't learn it from Gadol because Gadol's anish is karis. This is going to be one of two rayas that we have. The machlekes we spoke of yesterday. We have machlekes Raivan and Rambam. What the concept of karis by bris mila is. Rambam learns the chiv karis is when one dies without mila is chiv karis. Raivan learns no. Once one is a Gadol and doesn't do bris mila on any given day, he is riding a chiv karis on himself until he does the mila. Raivan's mind, the Kasmish explains that once he does bris mila, it'll take off the chiv karis that was on him. But Raivan says there's a chiv karis riding on him while he's alive still. Rambam says not till he dies. We're going to have too much bris in today's daf. One like Rambam, one like Raivan. This Gemara seems to be a little bit mashma like the Raivan. It says by a gadol she can't anish karis. You can't learn from gadol because a gadol anish karis. Again, Rambam can actually mean she can't anish karis if he dies without mila. But the simple reading of the Gemara with mashma that right now, without doing bris mila, he's already subject to the Einish of Karis right now, this moment. So it's a little bit better, like Raivan. Again, not a clear Raya, but definitely fits a little better like Raivan. Okay, so you can learn from Gadol because Gadol is Karis. Mekatan la'is, you can learn from Katan, she can't mila b'zmana. Katan is the Shmitz mila, that's the mila in the right time. So you can learn from that one either. However, the two chirmers, the mila that Katan has and the mila that Katan b'zmana, and the mila that Gadol has, is not the same mila. So what do we say? The famous concept of Shas, Hatzad HaShav HaShem, we use the common denominator, and that is Shekein Imam V'Deichat Tzeras, both by a Katan Bezmanai and a Gadol, you do the Bismila and it's Deichat Tzeras, Av Kol Shinimam V'Deichat Tzeras, Deichat Tzeras. So to any Bismila, even a Katan, he's not yet a Gadol, but he's not on the 8th day, he's past the 8th day, still, also his mila is Deichat Tzeras, we learn it from the common denominator for the Tzad HaShav. Okay. Rav Amar, Rav says, a whole new source now, that mila is Deichat Tzeras, not really a new source, kind of, we really addressed it yesterday in the Gemara's first explanation in the Avmin and the Brisa why Mila should be Deichat Tzeras. So Rav is going to say that's actually the Svara. The source that Mila is Deichat Tzeras does not need a Pasuk. What is it? It's the Kal V'Chomer. Mila Bezmana Deicha Leitzvicha Kra. The fact that Mila on the 8th day is Deichat Tzeras doesn't need a pasuk. Why? Mekav v'chaymer. But dafka mila bezmana doesn't need a pasuk. It's mekav v'chaymer. Why? Kav v'chaymer I see. U'mah Shabbos dechamire deicha tzaras lekol shekein. Shabbos which is chamer, mila is deicha. Shabbos is very chamer. And yet mila on Shabbos on the 8th day. That's why dafka the 8th day. Because only mila on the 8th day is deicha Shabbos. Mila not bezmana is not deicha Shabbos. But mila bezmana which is deicha Shabbos certainly is deicha tzaras. Simple kav v'chaymer from from Rava. Rava, not so fast. Again, this is a sfer we had twice in this Amid already. First, it was the first line on top of the page. Who told you Shabbos more chamer? Dilma Tzaras chamiri. She can't deichas avayda b'avaydeicha Shabbos. Who told you Shabbos more chamer than Tzaras? Because Shabbos is, we know, so important. So many mitzvahs, so many einshim. I said about Shabbos, but we do know as well that by Tzaras is deicha avayda. Kain who has Tzaras cannot do avayda, and avayda is deicha Shabbos. We do avayda on Shabbos. Again, we should have iterated. We should have clarified it yesterday because it came up a few times. This that we do avayda on Shabbos is always the general rule is, we only do Karbanas Tzibar on Shabbos, not Karbanas Yachad. Okay, but the point is, Avodah of Karban Tzibar, we do on Shabbos. So, Tzaras is Deicha Avodah, Avodah is Deicha Shabbos. So if you apply the laws of math, that means Tzaras is greater than Shabbos. So don't tell me Shabbos is Mochamer, maybe Tzaras is Mochamer. So the Gemara says, a Svar now Hasam, Lamashu de Chamir Tzaras, Elmashu de Gavrud Leichazi. The reason why Tzaras is deich avayda. It's not deich avayda. The person's not fit to do avayda when he has tzaras. It's not pshat tzaras is deich avayda. Just like a non-kayan can't do avayda. Being a zer is deich avayda. He's just not fit for avayda. So too, a person with tzaras is tameh. That's the Gemara's understand this. He's in a state of tumah, and because it's tameh, he can't do avayda. Says the Gemara, why? That's the issue. So cut it off. If you tell me that tzaras is not deich avayda, then the chiv to do avayda should allow him to be over the isser of cutting off the tzaras and then do avayda. Says the Gemara, that won't help. It won't help because mitzvah is tummy. Even if you cut off the tzaras and he doesn't have to go through the regular purification process, he still has to go to the mikveh. He's still tummy right now. He's still tummy at least till nightfall, and therefore, the cutting it off won't help. The Rishash actually points out, just you go to the mikveh, that's fine. You have to do much more than that. L'chayr Mitzrayer has to go through the regular process of the regular process of Tara. Says Rishash, we must be talking not stop about a Mitzrayer. We're talking about a Mitzrayer that was only muskar. He was only locked up. He wasn't muchlat. He wasn't yet kapaskin as a full-fledged Mitzrayer. Once he had full-fledged Mitzrayer, cutting it off, he would have to go through the process, the karbanas and the zrika on the day 3 and day 7 and the blood, mat and dam and the bainas. He'd have to go through the whole process. We're talking about a Mitzrayer that only Mitzrayer Bayer Musker, he's only locked up. He was only confined. He was in the waiting pattern, waiting to see if he's really considered Mitzrayim or not. He cuts off. He's still Tamei at that point. He cuts off the Tzaras. He still has to go to the mikvah. But even then, he still has to wait for nightfall. So cutting off the Tzaras would not help for today. Would not help him be able to do Avodah today. And therefore, we're still with our answer. He's not fit. And so the Mara is deflecting. The Mara is saying he's not fit for Avodah. And therefore, it's not Pshat that Tzaras is more chomer than Avodah, which is more chomer than Shabbos. Someone else Tzaras is just not fit. And therefore, he can't do Avodah. Says the Mara, Tenech Negam Tameim. Your answer that you're cutting off the Paris won't help because he's Tamei helps for Negam that are Tamei. However, Negam Tarim, Michael Meme, Negam Tarim, yes. There's certain Negam that are Tar. Rashi explains, Bayak is a type of Negam which is Tar. Or Rashi has another case, Upircha Bakulei. If a person's entire body was covered in Tzaras, he's not Tamei. A person's entire body is covered in Tzaras, not Tamei. So in those cases where a person has a Negam that's not Tamei, over there is still the same Kasha. Why is Tzaras Deicha Aveda? If you say Tzaras is Mochamer, then it makes sense. But if not, why don't you just get rid of the Tzaras and you don't have to worry about Tumah because he's not Tumah anyway. It's very interesting. I'm not sure if it's Tzaras is uncovering his whole body. How are you going to cut off? It's once, but I understand Tzaras obviously is a surface. It's a surface type of blemish for the most part. So we're saying cut it off. But if it's his whole body, you're going to skin his whole body. I'm not sure the Havmi in that case is. Rashi's in that example. Rashi maybe just give an example of Tzaras Tahira, but in Chami, the Kash was only in the other case, the case of Boyak. But Tzaras Tahira, maybe you wouldn't cut it off. It just seems to me to be an obvious. Kasha, how on earth would you be cutting off the Tzaras from his entire body? But okay, but by the way, before we even go further, tomorrow's answer, the Mefarshim discuss what's the pshat that Parcha Bakula is Tar. Some compare it in concept. We know the halacha is if Sanhedrin of 23 are able to pass an achi of Misa, they're able to give someone capital punishment. It has to be that you have Reiv, obviously, Reiv passing the Misa. So let's say you have, let's go out of 23, let's say you have 13 and 10. 13 say Chayav Misa, he gets Misa. Let's say you have 22 say Chayav Misa and one say not Chayav Misa, he gets Misa. If all 23 says he's Chayav Misa, we don't give a Misa. When not one person in Bezin, not one of the judges can see a Tzatzchus, then we don't give a Misa. Not the same exact thing necessarily, but someone to compare and say so to you. When it's so extreme, when it's all Nega, all 100% of his body is covered in Nega, then we say it must be something different. It doesn't have a regular status of Nega. That's what some explained to the Baal Musa say. It actually gets back to the deeper idea of what Tzaras is. We know Tzaras comes for many reasons. One of them being Lashon Hara. It's the primary one. It's the most famous one. The Gemara in Erechin, I think it's after Zion, if I remember correctly, gives seven reasons why a person has Tzaras Ayin, different things that a person could do to lead to Tzaras. But the most famous one is Lashon Hara. We actually point out the irony of it is Bris Mila. We're talking about Tzaras on a newborn baby who's clearly can't talk yet, and still he has Tzaras, so obviously it wouldn't be from Lashon Hara, unless it means it's Lashon Hara of the parents, or someone related that caused the Tzaras. Okay, but let's assume the Baal HaMusar are going with a notion that Tzaras is what Lashon Hara is what causes Tzaras, so they explain that the idea of Lashon Hara is, a person has a character flaw, and someone else goes and repeats it, and focuses on it, and stresses that character flaw. So you're taking a person who has a character flaw, he has so many other facets to him, but he has a character flaw, and you're going, and you're focusing on it, and you're puzzling the person with that character flaw. That's the idea of Tzaras. The person is complete and he's okay. He has one spot of a nega, and now he becomes pasli, as called chutzla machna, and we pasl him. The idea of Tzaras is to represent that concept of taking the focusing on the negative and creating a pasos in something which the greater picture is much better. When the person's fully covered in nega, it doesn't have that whole lumdus, that whole comparison to Lashon Hara. The guy's fully covered in nega, so it doesn't have that mushel, that musr doesn't exist. That's what the Baal HaMusar want to say. That's why Parcha Bakulei perhaps wouldn't have a din of Tzaras. Okay, that's b'derech musr. Elam Ravashi, so back to the question. So we're with Safra. Rav Safra is a kasha on Rava that maybe don't tell me you have a kavu chaymer that Tzaras is decha that mila is decha Tzaras because decha Shabbos Tzaras may be more chamer than Shabbos says Gemara no hechad amirin da asay v'decha leis say k'rei mila b'tzaras. When do we say asay decha leis say mila b'tzaras? You know when we say asay decha leis say like mila b'tzaras, which is ironic because we just said 3 lines ago that mila b'tzaras you can't say asay decha leis say because Tzaras is an asay and a leis say that asay of mila can't be decha both. So the first point out we don't mean to say that we actually apply asay de leisay, we mean to say in such a case like this, we'll see in a minute, we're just using it as a mushel. That's how Tosfos on the Rosh Hashanah explained. We're using this case as a mushel. Inami, what's another mushel? Tzitzis of klayim. Tzitzis by klayim. Tzitzis on a linen beggar, you have wool tzitzis with tchelis, because the mitzvah tchelis is specifically with wool tzitzis, and therefore your beggar is linen. You're allowed to put tzitzis. That's the home base for the din of asay de leisay. So over there, these cases we say asay de leisay. Why? Here's the key words. To be in the mis'akar like a mukamase lav. Why are you being over the lav? You're being mekayim that say at the same moment. So when I'm say zech lesay, if as I'm being over the lav, I'm being mekayim that say at that moment, that's why I say zech lesay. By bris milah, again, which we're saying is by baharis, by tzaras, it's an asay bris lesay, asay. So we won't ultimately say that say zech lesay, asay. We deflected that svara. But the point is, theoretically, if I did a bris milah, be over the lav of cutting off tzaras, at that moment, I'm being mekayim the bris milah. So that's good. From the perspective of asay zech lesay, that would be beidna. By klayim, I'm wearing shatnez, but at the same moment, I'm in mekayim the mitzvah of tchelis and my tzitzis, and therefore it's beidna. However, over here, let's go back to the case of kayin and tzaras. Hacha beidna the misakalav. When you cut off the bearers, you're not doing avayda yet. It's a prep. You cut off the tzaras, which enables me to ultimately do avayda later. Says the Gemara. Hacha beidna the misakalav. At the moment you're cutting off, you're being over the lav. Like a book of say, you're not being mekayim that say, and therefore over there we see, I don't say I say tchelis say bechlal, and therefore the Gemara deflects Rav Safra's. Rav Safra's Taina, so don't, meaning Rav Kavachomer is back and forth. Meaning, the Kayan, you asked me that the Kayan, if Tzaraz is greater, if Avaida is greater than Tzaraz, then the Tzaraz should enable that I should be able to cut off the Baris in order to Avaida. The Mar deflects says no, because since Be'idna that I'm cutting off the Tzaraz, I'm not going to be cutting Avaida anyway, that will not let me have Tzaraz. Even if Avaida is greater than Tzaraz, I still can't cut off the Tzaraz to do Avaida because not the same moment. So therefore, don't tell me Tzaraz is greater than Avaida, and that's why I'm not cutting off the Tzaraz. No, Avaida is still greater, but it's not Be'idna, therefore I can't cut off the Tzaraz, and once Avaida is greater than Tzaraz, no longer does Rav Safra's Pircha against Rav apply. Rav is good kavchemer. Madach milas deicha Shabbos. It's certainly milah bezmana. Of course, milah eighth day. Certainly, it's going to be deicha tzaras as well. Okay, so as we see, it's klima chaykes Rav and Safra. One second. Klima chaykes Rav and Safra. Whether or not milah is deicha tzaras because of a kavchemer, it's deicha Shabbos. Kavchemer is deicha tzaras. Or you have to come out to the pasuk milah again, milah bezmana. Or you have to come out to the pasuk of baser, even for milah bezmana. Milah Shabbos bezmana certainly needs the pasuk. Yes. Yes, excellent point. Yes. We could have spoken out, but that is true. Well, Liza is saying that Nega Tahira still cannot do the Avaida. That's correct. The first one pointed out. They pointed out that even Nega Tahira, Rashi says explicitly, even Nega Tahira, he can't do the Avaida. Rashi points out, he says this is free. It's a drush of the Safri that we say that you can't do Avaida even though the Nega is Tahir. Okay. Vahadda Rav Safra. This is Rav Safra says, more topical than I'm giving a mouth. Tanoi, it's actually a machlekis. Tanoi, the tiny milun, the Baisa, Pasar, Afopishiasham, Baharis, Yimel, Divir, Pishaya, Rainison, Eimer, Enitzer, Shabbos, Chamur, Dechitz, Rast, like Holshkain. So we have Mamish Machlekis, Rishaya, and Rainison. Rishaya says, you need a Pasuk. How do you know that Tzaras is Nitcha from Mila, for the Pasuk of Basar? Of course, the board doesn't make a distinction and say that only by Mila Shabbos Mana. He says, across the board, you need a Pasuk. And Rabbi Yenison says, no. If it's Deicha Shabbos, certainly it's Deicha Tzaras. That is Mamish like Rava. So Rav Safra is like Rabbi Shaya, and Rava is like Rabbi the Tana, Rabbi Yenison. Amamar. Basar, Afapishay Shabaris, we say that Basar, even though it's Baharis, is Yimel, you do Bismillah, Tiver Bishaya. So even though it's Baharis, you do Bismillah, and he brings a Pasuk. Tiver Bishaya. In fact, the Gemara, he brings the Pasuk of Basar. In fact, why do you need a Pasuk for? Halam Likra, Davishab is Kavanu, Davishab is Kavan Mutter. Even Rabbi Yenison didn't say, even though he didn't bring a Pasuk for it, he didn't say this far either. The Gemara says, by the way, if you come onto a Svar of Kalvachemers or a Pasuk, Davishab is Kavan. You're not intending to cut off the Tzaras, you're intending to do Brismila, and Davishab is Kavan is Mutter. Everyone's bothered by the obvious question, of course, yeah, but it's a Psik Reisha, very good, Leon. Amar Bailin, it's Chalab Yuda. So Abai's answer is, meaning Kotra Buda. Buda is Davishab is Kavan is Asr. Davishab is Kavan is Asr. Therefore, we need a Pasuk according to Buda. That's Abaye's answer. Abaye does not want to say even according to B'Shemin, which is a Pella. We'll see in a second. Because Abaye is one of the subscribes with Rava that by Pesach Reisha, Rav Shimon is Maida. Rava, I'm Rafiyatim Rav Shimon. Maida Shimon, Pesach Reisha. Oh, very good, very good. You've come around. Very good. Last time we had this discussion, you saw it the other way. And it's funny because now I'm seeing it more the way you saw it, Leon. The Rishayim asked you a question. Excellent. We'll speak out in a second. Very good. Rav Amar, Afil Tamer, Rav Shimon, Maida Shimon, Pesach Reisha of Leomas. Rav Shimon is Maida by Pesach Reisha, it's guaranteed to happen in Leomas. It's guaranteed. You can't cut off the head of a chicken and expect it to live, even though you only want the head of the chicken to play for the kids to play with. Yet it's for sure going to die. Here too, you're cutting off the Baharis, and therefore Rav Shimon would be Maida. And the Mar is bothered. Abai, listen, as far as, does not Abai agree to this? Amar, we said throughout this Masechta, we've had it at least a half a dozen times already, at least. Abai, Rav Amar, Tavai, Abai, Rav both agree. Maida, Rav Shimon, Pesach Reisha, Leomas, Rav Shimon, is Maida by Pesach Reisha Leomas, and Abaye agrees that Rav Shimon is Maida. So why did Abaye have to say that we're going like Rabbi Huda and Davishem is Kavan Zasser, even according to Abaye, even Rav Shimon agrees by Pesach Reisha. Answer the Gemara, you're right, this is it. Basar Deshame Me Rava Savra. Abaya heard this answer from Rava after he said his own answer, and Rabbi said, you know, you're right. Rav Shimon, I agree that Rav Shimon would agree here too. So after Abaya heard this from Rava, that's where he took on this opinion, and now we could say Abaya Rava Dam Tavayo. But before this Gemara, this is exactly what happened before this Gemara. Abaya didn't say both. Asks Leon, you review the Aryeh, he is Mechavin to all the Rishayim, the Rashba, the Ritz, the Ask. L'chair, why is the Gemara calling this Dover Shem Gavin of Sekresha? This is the way we explain the classic case, L'chair Machashin Sikh Gufa. The fundamental difference between the way they explain Dover Shem Gavin and Machashin Sikh Gufa, even though the orphan is a little overlap, is as follows. Dover Shem Gavin is, the classic example is, one's dragging a bench. One's moving a bench from place to place, moving a table from place to place. His intent is to do act A, of moving a bench from place to place. Inadvertently, because it's heavy, he may end up dragging it on the ground and creating a charitz, creating a ditch. That's a separate act. His act was to move the bench from point A to point B. It may cause a second effect, a second act. I'm calling it an act. I'm not sure if that's the best word, but a second act. Namely, what is that? That it creates a ditch in the ground. That is Dov Hashem's Gav, was his kivun, and we get involved. We have Machlekes, Rav Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda says it's Aser, Rav Shimon says it's Mutter, but it's a lower Madrega because both agree it's not Mamash Melacha Deraisa. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's only Aser, it's not Mamash Melacha Deraisa. Both agree. Melacha Shen Tzrich LeGufa is the Pshat that I'm doing an act which is exactly the Melacha. It's exactly the Isser, exactly the Melacha. For example, I'm digging a hole, which is a Melacha of Baina, or Chayrish, whatever Melacha, depending if it's in the house or in the Zada. I'm digging a hole, but I don't want the hole. I'm not digging the hole for the purpose of the hole. I'm digging the hole because I want the dirt. I'm moving a mace. I'm doing a Itzah. I'm taking a mace out of a property, but I'm not doing it because I want the mace at the location, at the destination, which would be Haitzah. I'm doing it because I don't want the mace here. So I'm doing the Melacha, the exact Melacha. I'm doing it exactly like the Melacha is, and I know I'm doing the Melacha. I'm just doing it for a different reason than the Melacha. That's Melacha Shenzich Legufa. That's the our case over here. Why are we calling this? It's not a separate act. It's one act of cutting the milah. I'm doing it for the purpose of milah, but I'm also cutting off the baris. This case should be a case of melacha shenzich legufa, not a case of melacha of Dov Hashem's Gavin. Very good, Leon. The Ritva gives a couple of answers how he wants to tie it back to being Dov Hashem's Gavin. We'll leave the answers for now, but it's good to good to point out that this seems to fit with our normal explanation of melacha shenzich legufa, not psikresh, not Dov Hashem's Gavin. Okay, says the Gemara. Hey, so once lies in Mechavim, we'll say one of the Ritva's answers is that the reason why we came at Dov Hashem Iskavan over here is because we're talking about Tsaras, correct? We're talking about Tsaras. And by Tsaras, says Ritva, certain mitzvahs, Dov Hashem Iskavan, mean by Shabbos, the Pshat is, let's make it an easier case. If a person eats chazer by mistake, he's zicha eat chazer, just didn't have intent. So there could be leniencies that's striking, but he's zicha eat the chazer. Certain averis, if you don't do with intent, you don't have the Avera. It's not Pshat you did the Avera, but you're considered like a Shaygig, or right? Or Misasik. It's not the point. The point is you don't even have the Avera Bechal. And then maybe Misasik is similar. You don't have the Avera Bechal. And Tsaras is one of those. So to Liza's point, Tsaras is different. Maybe that's why over here we can have a different set of guidelines. Not Machashet Sergufa, whereas we move back to Dov Hashem's Gavin. Really what the Ritz of saying is Dov Hashem's Gavin in this context is not the same Dov Hashem's Gavin as we have normally by Shabbos. It's a different Dov Hashem's Gavin because we're talking about a different concept of Tsaras. Okay. Ikadami, some have very similar Shakvatara, just a little bit of a tweak. Ikadami, Ikadamasi, Lahada, Bai, Rava, they say the same conversation, but Legabe as follows. Hashamach, Menegat Saras, Tashma, Maid, Lasais. But the Pasuk says you should not, there's a lot to cut off Negat Saras, Lasais. We say, Yato Isa, Ava Ato Isa Vesiv, Bashagabi Raglav. You can't go directly and cut off the Saras. But you know what you could do? You could put like a cream on one's foot to heal the foot, and it causes that the skin falls off. People actually do this. These creams that cause the skin on the foot to peel. You put like a peel on it, and it causes the skin, which would be the tzaras, to come off. Or if you have a certain tzaras on the shoulder, you could put something, carry things on the shoulder, a pole over here, the taitch of might, vimavra avra. And if the pole rubbing against the shoulder causes the tzaras to come off, it's fine. That's okay. You just can't cut it off directly. But if it's indirectly, it's okay. That is how we darsh the pasuk. Halam the Quran. Now, why do we need darsh the pasuk to say this? Gavin mutter. It's Dov Hashem's Gavin. And isn't Dov Hashem's Gavin mutter? Why do you have pasuk to allow getting rid of this ras this way? Isn't it mutter just because Dov Hashem's Gavin? Am I by Lenitzcha El Rebbe? No. We need only according to the Dov Hashem's Gavin Aser. According to the Dov Hashem's Gavin Aser, we need a pasuk to say that by Tsaras, Dov Hashem's Gavin, doing it in an indirect way is okay. That's Abaye's answer. Rav Amar, again, same shakatai as before. Afitem Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's Maid over here. You're going to put this pole on the shoulder and it's going to constantly rub against the ras, get rid of the ras. You put a peel on the foot, it's going to get rid of the skin, so the ras, of course, is going to be gone. That's Psikresh, Reb Shimon's Maid. Ask the Gemara of Abaye. Why did Abaye have to say going on Kabuda? Abaye agrees all over that Rav Shimon says by Pesik Reisha, Rav Shimon is Maskev. Abaye, let's say Svara, does Abaye not agree to the Svara that Rav Shimon is Maid by Pesik Reisha? Says Marav Amar, Abaye Rav Dam Tavayu, Maid Rav Shimon by Pesik Reisha. We say this concept all over the place. Abaye is Maida.
Abai and Rava say together that Rishum is Maida, Labasa, the Shama Rava Savarlay. The Mara says again, same answer, that this was the source. Here's the case where Abai heard Rava say the Svara, that according to Rishum and Bepiskratia, Davishim's Gavin is a problem. And Abai says, you know, you're right, it's a good Svara, and therefore I don't have to come out to Behuda. By Pesikresha, I could say even Rishum is Maida, that Davishim's Gavin is Usur. Okay.
It's clearly not a Pesikresha. It says Vim Avra Avra. So this is a case with Stat Tafra.
I hear. Okay, very good. Good dick. Vabaye, Alib Dab Shimon, Haik Bas Basamai Avalay. Ask the Gemara. Now, Abaye, according to Ab Shimon, what do we do with the drusha of Basar? L'chari, it's coming out that anyway, that's all Psikresha. Where the person says, I'm doing it with the intent to cut the Baharis. I'm being Mechavin to cut the Baharis. But the guy says explicitly, meaning where he says it's my intent to cut the Baharis, over there, the Chiddush is that even over there, it's going to be Mutter. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Tainach Gadol, cut the Mechavin Kamehmer. You need a Pasuk to tell me by Gadol, who's doing Brismila, who's cutting off the Baharis, and he's saying, out the bris, but he's saying, my intent is also to cut off the Baharis, and we're saying that the drasha tells me that it's Deicha. Again, our problem is, why do you need a drasha? So why do you need a drasha at the meal is Deicha the Baharis? It's Davishem Miskavin anyway. The answer is, in the case where the guy's Mechavin, he has a mind to get rid of the Baharis. That's all good by Gadol. A katan is 8 days old, he has no kavana. So why do we need a pasuk now that the meal is deicha? It should be deicha regardless because Lanas Kivun says the Gemara. Amar B'Sharshia, but Amar Avia Ben Lakas Baris Tavoi who come Mechavim. When the father says, it's into the father's das is directing, and it's actually the father's mitzvah to do bris mila. The father's das is directing what the intent of the meal is, and he says, I'm doing it. Let's purposely have intent to get rid of this Baris. So it's funny. The person should have kept his mind and his mouth shut. He's purposely having a mind to get rid of the Baris. So that would be an issue. We need the pasuk to say, still yes, you do the bris mila, even if he has that intent. Even if the father has that intent. In fact, Gemara, I don't understand. If the father has that intent, so get rid of the father. Get the father out of the picture and let someone else do it without that intent. If someone else there, let someone else do the bismillah. Anytime you have a say, let's say. So we say a say is deich let's say. However, if you could do that say without being over, let's say, that's what you do. But if you can't, then you have a say, let's say. But if you could do it without being over, you do that being over. So if there's someone else there, get rid of the father and let someone else do the mila, says the Gemara. We're talking about a case where there is no one else. No one else is there. No one else is around. Dafka, the father, is the only one available to do bris mila, and therefore, and he's the one who's having intent. He's having intent that it should be purposely to get rid of the tzaras, and therefore we have to come on to the idea that the mila is deicha tzaras anyway, and therefore it's not a problem. Okay. Now, let's hold off on questions. We've got to speak some stuff out, and we're quite behind. Sorry. Maybe at the end. I do have time afterwards. Sorry. Says the Gemara like this. Says the Mefarshim as follows. We're saying that if you're able to do the assay and let's say separately, you do it separately. But if not, the let's say is nitcha from the assay. We had this concept already right in the beginning of the daf, and we point out we're going to wait till over here to speak out some more about it. Typically, being over an assay is much more leicht, we'll call it. It's not as serious as it being over a let's say. The idea being very simple, because an assay is a kumbah assay, you get up and do a mitzvah. So if a person didn't get up and do a mitzvah, he's mevatel say, he was passive. He was over passively. He didn't go and do a positive commandment. It's a bad thing. He missed it, so he can't make it up. It's history. He didn't do krishma, bismana, he didn't put tefillin nebuch, can't make it up. But lemaisa, he just neglected to go and do a positive commandment. Whereas by a let's say, he went be a dayim and was over a let's say. So it's understandable that we typically view let's say as being more chamer than assay. So if that's the case, so why on earth do we say assay is like let's say? We're saying assay is like let's say, even though the isser of being over a let's say is the chare stronger than the bitl assay. So what's the pshat in this whole concept? Shtark akasha, the mefarshim are bothered by. So Ramban Alter explains that the idea is based in the concepts of what's a mitzvah and what's an assay, what's let's say. An assay, he says, is deeper. It's not just a positive commandment. It's serving Hashem Yahava. A lais asay is serving Hashem meyira. Asay is serving Hashem hava, and lais is serving Hashem yira. Hava certainly trumps yira. Ahava, yira is more powerful in the sense that it usually keeps people in line. But if a person reaches madrega of ahava, that's the ultimate madrega. The ultimate madrega is madrega of ahava, and therefore you're right that it's maybe worse to be over lais than to be over an asay. But the asay is considered more chashiv, and therefore asay is deich lais because asay represents serving Hashem ahava as opposed to yira. Some achronim point out, interestingly enough, that that's all outside the base of Mikdash, but particularly the base of Mikdash, where it's the makam of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the makam of the Shechina. Over there, yira will supersede. Yira will actually supersede ahava. And therefore, we wouldn't say, in the Mishkan, in the base of Mikdash. Interesting idea of the Chorinim based on this Ramban. And actually, with this idea, we'll be able to answer Taisus Kasha from Erevin. We'll quote in just a moment or two. to. Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, there's a famous Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, the Mefarshim all over quote this Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel and Shabbos. He's actually Arichus, starts already on the Arichus, starts with Kuf Lamed Beis and Beis, and it carries over all the way to Kuf Lamed Gimel on the Beis, where he addresses the same question and he explains it with Yisayin. Instead, he explains this, it's that it's a, basically a t'nai. The mechanics were that you're right, lav should really trump the asay because it's worse to be able to lav the asay, but the mechanics were put in place that a person only has an isser of a lav. The lav only exists, it only has status. Kolzman, there's no asay. If there's an asay in the way of the lav, the t'nai was, the lav doesn't exist. So you're right, if I have an asay and a lais asay, lais asay should be mochamer, and they shouldn't be pushed away from the asay. But there's a t'nai in the lavs that lavs don't exist when there's an asay there. It gets abolished. We don't see the lav anymore. And therefore, the asay wins out. Where Ben Nisigoy is really saying is, asay de lais is a hutra. When I have an asay, it's hutra the lais asay. So it's not asay and lais anymore, it's hutra. So I was still bothered on this Rabbi Nisigoy, I don't have an answer. Hagufakasha. If asay is not as, being over say is more common than being over say. So why do you say hutra? Why do you say hutra in the first place? Okay, it's a kasha maisa. This gets back to the basic tenets of the Torah. So for some reason, it was put in place that the leisa say is hutra b'makam say, and therefore when it's not means so much that even the nusach is not so gishmak. We're not saying I say deicha leisa say. It does push it aside, but it's more than that. It evaporates the leisa say, and therefore the say wins. Others taka disagree with this Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen. Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, by the way, this is not to be confused with Rabbeinu Nissim in the back, the Rishon. Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, this is from times of the Goyenim. And he's saying again that it's Hutra. Others argue and say that it's only Dechuya. You have different enough kaminas as to how we approach it, whether we view it as Hutra or Dechuya, meaning Agamara seems to say, L'chatchila, don't apply the Asay unless you have to. If you can do both better, if not, then you apply it. If you hold Hutra, why do I have to go out of my way to avoid asay dechleisei? It's hutra, mamet hutra. It shouldn't be a problem. There's a Taisvus in Erevin that says talks about the Gemara in Erevin talks about a case where a kayin mixed up the dam of two karbanas. There's an isra about Taisif to put too many zrikas of a certain carbon on the mizbeach. But the ma'aseh mixed up the dam of two karbanas. Now he's faced with a problem. He wants to be mekayin both karbanas. Wants to make them kosher. In order to be kosher, you have to do the minimum requisite of zrikas for whichever the maximum zrikas is required for amongst these karbanas. You should have to do it to all the bloods in order to make sure that all yaitza, just in case that's the blood that requires the most zrikas, but you have a problem about Taisav. That's the Gemara debating this issue. Taisav then Ervin asks, what do you mean? Say asay dechleisei, that say of doing the being mekayim, being a carbon leratzin, is dechleisei about Taisav. That's why Sakash Taisav answers, we don't say asay dechleisei on a situation that the kayin caused himself. The kayin created the problem. Since he created the problem, you don't have the ability to say asay dechleisei. Asay dechleisei is only the problem arises by itself. When I create the problem, we don't say asay dechleisei. Again, that would seem to fit better if it's a dechia. If you go compare nisim gayim, that it's a hutra, l'chayra, you should say, I say, that is a diak that the mefarshim bring. But based on the achrayim that we spoke on the Ramban, that we don't say, I say, dechleisei, b'chlal, in the mikdash, taisa kash doesn't start. Because over there, you don't say, I say, dechleisei. So according to the achrayim's addition to the Ramban, that I say, dechleisei, in the mikdash doesn't apply, taisa kash and erevin wouldn't even start. Okay, there's a little more about this, but let's, one more quick thought on this. There's an idea of saras b'smanazeh, discussion about saras b'smanazeh. We're discussing cutting off by bismillah, cutting off the tzaras. Bechlal, we don't seem to have in our day-to-day halach, in our day-to-day activities, hanagas, a concept of tzaras. The question is why? It's very simple. Yes. Why did we stop? Obviously, we don't have karbanas. We don't have the regular tara process, but the idea, the issur of cutting off tzaras, a regular person. Is there an issur of tzaras b'zman hazeh? So, the first girl asked the Rukhi Veger, why don't we find that anyone discusses the issue, b'zman hazeh, of cutting off tzaras being, that's an issur. Rukhi Veger says, I don't know. I'm bothered by the same question all my life. I don't understand it. First girl says, later on, I got an answer. What's my answer? We no longer have kayan miyuchesis. We have kayan mechzakais. We have kayan that are mechzak, but we don't have kayan miyuchesis. So we don't have a kayan miyuchesis to paskin that a person's actually a mitzaira. If we don't have a guarantee mitzaira, so there's no problem cutting off the tzaras anyway, because we don't have a guarantee mitzaira. Very interesting chiddush for the first girl. It's a nice svara, makes a lot of sense. If not going to, anyway, the Isra, presumably, of cutting off Tzaras is cutting off Tzaras that exists, or even maybe even it's discussion if it's cutting off even before the Kengis of Psak, but it's cutting off Tzaras that either is already Tzaras or could potentially become a Tzaras. Again, it's a discussion, but it's one or the other. But we can't have any because we don't have Kayan Yechasas. You need a Kayan to declare it Tzaras to be Tzaras, even if we know halachli Tzaras it needs a Kayan. We don't have a Kayan Yechasas, and therefore not an issue. The Maisa, Shulchan Aruch, in multiple places brings Tzaras halach l'maisa. So it seems to be not like the first row. First of all, by the halacha Brismila, the Shulchan Aruch brings, even if there's Tzaras, you do Brismila. We don't have Tzaras b'zman hazeh. Obviously, Shulchan Aruch seems to think that there seems to hold there was Tzaras b'zman hazeh. Shulchan Aruch brings that one should not touch the armpit by the halachas of sakana. One shouldn't continuously touch the armpit. Somehow touching the armpit could lead to tzaras, and it's a sakana. Again, even Ben Azay is bringing that idea that tzaras exists. And lastly, Shulchan Aruch brings, I mean, it could be more, but in a third place, he brings that by tefillin, a person who has tzaras should not wear tefillin. Someone has tzaras should not wear tefillin. What do you mean? Ben Azay, we don't have tzaras. Apparently, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's possible to have tzaras. You may not have a regular kayan, you may not have a way to get out of tzaras, but it's possible to have tzaras, not like the chayr, this is deflection of the tzaras Yisrael. Okay. Amamar, let's go further. Amamar, I'll leave after the rest. So we said earlier, and yesterday's daf, we said that Mila Bizman is Deicha Shabbos, Mila Bizman is Deicha Yamtiv, Uvyam Shmini Yimel is Deicha Shabbos Yamtiv. However, Mila Shle Bizman is not Deicha. It's actually a very Geshmak Shaila from the Machlekes in the Rishonim. What about Yamtiv Sheni? Mila Shleibiz Mana is not Deicha Shat, is not Deicha Yamtiv. That's Yantiv Rishon. What about Yantiv Sheni? Yantiv Darabanan. Is Mila Deicha, second day of Yantiv, Shleibiz Mana? Rambam says that yes, it is Deicha. Rush argues. Machlik Rishonim. Rush says no. Rush says that Mila Shleibiz Mana is not Deicha even the second day of Yantiv. Okay. Says the Mamran Mila, how do we know that Mila is not Deicha only if it's Mana? Amar Chizkiya Vichaytan Chizkiya. Amar Kalei Simra Baker Vanais Meda Baker Vanais Meda Baker Beishas Reifu. So it says Baker twice. Shein Tam Lemer Ad Baker. It shouldn't have to say again Ad Baker. Just say Vanais Menu. What's Ad Baker? Matam Lemer Ad Baker. Rashi explains that the Gemara doesn't really elaborate. Rashi explains what's going on as follows. Burning the leftover, talking about by Pesach, burning the leftover, the nicer Pesach morning, after the Pesach is supposed to eat the Karm Pesach by Chatzais, or if not by Chatzais, until the morning, Machlaikis, but by then it's certainly nicer. It's a very short man. By the morning, it's certainly going to be nicer. The halach is you burn the nicer, but it says Baker twice. Tell me, you don't burn the nicer the first morning, because that's Yamtiv. You wait till Chalamai, the second morning, to burn. Why? Because the notion of burning nicer is not a Yamtiv Degish. It's a chaldic issue. You should have eaten it. There shouldn't have been nicer. The fact that it's nicer is a chaldic issue, and therefore it's not deich yamtiv. It moves to chal. So to a bris with a zman, Rashi explains a bris shleib zmanai, where its man is not yamtiv. Yamtiv is not zman. It's a chaldic inyan. The eighth day was during the week. You couldn't do it for every reason, but its man is a chaldic zman. Something which is a chaldic zman, you cannot be deicha and do on yamtiv. That is source number one. That mila shleib zman is not deich yamtiv. And what in Shabbos? Abay amakra el shabbos shabbatay. We learn from the simple drasha el shabbos shabbatay. El shabbos shabbatay. Halach b'Shabbos. El shabbos yamtiv. Halach is you cannot be makdir the Ayla of Chayil. You can't be makdir the Murim, the Ayla of Chayil, for whatever reason. If it wasn't mukdir on Chayil itself and now became Shabbos, now became Yantiv, you can't be makdir on Shabbos Yantiv. The only Ayla you can do on Shabbos or Yantiv is the Ayla of Shabbos Yantiv. So to Brismila that the day is Shabbos Yantiv, you can be Deicha Shabbos Yantiv. If its day is not Shabbos Yantiv, it cannot be Deicha Shabbos Yantiv. Rav Amar, a third source, Amar Kra. Who levadi es lechem? Who vle machshirin? Who is a miyat that machshirin you can't do on yamtiv? However, right, when it comes to melachas yamtiv, that's talking about for bishul, you're allowed to do only eich nefesh, not the machshirin. Levadi vle milah shabbos mana. Levadi is a miyat a milah shabbos mana. Daisim kavuchemer. Meaning, I couldn't learn from a kavuchemer that you can. Rashi explains what the kavuchemer is. I couldn't learn from kavuchemer that you would be able to be deicha shab yamtiv even by milah shabbos mana. Kamashman who levadi? Levadi is a miyat that you don't do it on yamtiv. Lastly, Rav Ashi brings a fourth source. How do you know the milah is not deicha? Together with Leis Aseis, the mitzvah Mila is not Deich Leis Aseis. Ayil is also Mefregin. If that's the case, why is Mila Bezmana very good, Leon? Why is Mila Bezmana Deicha Yamtiv? L'chayr to say Leis Aseis. So Rashi says because you have a drasha. Uviyam Eshmini. Uviyam Eshmini is the drasha that says it's Deicha Shabbos and it's Deicha. We say who didn't say Yamtiv? That's because you have a drasha of Uviyam Eshmini, right? Same drasha, but when it's not the Uviyam Eshmini, you no longer have, now you have an Aseis against Leis Aseis, and it's therefore not Deicha. Kalam Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah that anything which could be done before Shabbos is not Deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva argued that we hold the Rabbi Kiva, so we call the Rabbanan Shita, that we say that Machshirim are not the Chashabas, only Mila itself. Amar Vidam Rav, Lach Rabbi Kiva, Chazor Kiva, that Machshirim are not the Chashabas, only the meal itself, the actual act of meal is the Chashabas. Utanami Gab Pesach, we have the same Gab Pesach, Ki Agavna, the same idea, Kalam Rabbi Kiva, Kisses Klal, Kom Malacha Shef Shalom, Seis Mev Shabbos, any Malacha that is Efshir to do on Erev Shabbos, any Dech Shabbos is not Dech Shabbos, therefore, this is talking about Erev Pesach that falls down on Shabbos, so you need Shech Tekar Pesach on Erev Pesach, so you Shech Tekar on Shabbos. Shechita Shef Shalom, Seis Mev Shabbos, the mitzvah of Karm Pesach is Shechting Erev Pesach Ben Arbayim Deicha Shabbos. Therefore, Deicha Shabbos. From Rabbi Yudam Rav, Halach Rabbi Kiva. So Halach Rabbi Kiva said over there as well. Only the Shechita itself, which has to be done at that time, is Deicha Shabbos. Any other preps for Karm Pesach, which could have been done prior, that's not going to be Deicha Shabbos. And Rabbi Yudam Rav says Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So we have a psak like Rabbi Kiva by Mila. We have a psak like Rabbi Akiva over here by Karm Pesach, which is very interesting because Tais is going to point that. I mean, speaking now, Tais asks, who on earth needs a psak like Rabbi Akiva by Karm? Kabbanas Pesach, since when do we paskin dinim by Kabbanas? As Taisus, in other words, Hilchasl Mashicha, we give psak that Mashicha, we give psak of things that are relevant today when we're on the base of Mikdash. Since when do you give psaks about about things that are not relevant, even in a time when everybody's a Mikdash. So we'll see Tess answer in a second. I need the Pesach both by Mila and by Pesach. Tiash Pinik Amila, because you're talking about Mila Pesach Bikiva, that Machshir and Arndach Shabbos, husband Machshir Nef Shalas, Mesma Lodachum Shabbos. Over there, the machshirin that could be done yesterday on Atech Shabbos, the lack of kares. Because by Bris Mila, there's no kares. What do you mean there's no kares? What do you mean there's no kares? This is beautiful like Rambam. There's no, I mean, it's really, like everyone, explain in a second. But like Rambam is beautiful. There's no kares until you die without Mila. Going one day without Mila doesn't have kares. According to Ravid, Avada does. Going one day without Mila does have kares. Okay, it's a beautiful raya at face value to Rambam that the chi of kares only when you die without Mila, not every day. Liza shaking his head. What's the obvious answer we're talking about? A baby, newborn baby. Very good, Liza. Very good. That's the answer, exactly. So it's not a Klaraya. Again, that's the point that I said earlier. We have a Nusach that sits a little bit like Raivan, and that sits a little bit like Rambam, but none of them are clear Rayas either way. And a Rami, like a Karas. So Mila doesn't have Karas. We have a Pesach. Today's the day. A person who's Mevatel, Pesach is the only other, by the way, the two Aseis that carry Karas are Pesach and Mila. The Pesach is the other Asei that is the other 34 of the 36 Chavikrisis or Lavim. The only two Aseis are Pesach and Mila. Of a Pesach, the Karas, Pesach today. The guy misses a Pesach. He's chayiv karis. So aim l'chashabes. Maybe even the machshirim are chashabes. Therefore, you need to tell me that even my pesach machshirim are not chashabes. Yes, when you got pesach, if you tell me you got pesach, mishum l'nichso l'chashleishes brises. We had this already a couple times that bris is a mila. There's 13 covenants that was said about bris, not by pesach, and therefore pesach may machshirah and daicha. Avo mila, maybe the machshirah daicha, the nichso l'chashleishes brises. Aim l'chashabes, maybe chashabes as well. Tzricha. Therefore, we need both. Rabbi the pesach of Yuda. We need the pesach of Rabbi Yuda. Of Amarav, both by Shabbos and both by Karm Pesach and by Mila, that the Machshirin are not Deicha Shabbos, Sai Pesach, Sai Mila. So again, back to today's question: who needs a Psak Lagabe Pesach? Today's answer is Gishmak. Today says a nice little chap. Then Elchami, we don't need Psak Hilchos Mashiach, but by saying the Psak is like Rabbi Kiva in both cases, it strengthens the Psak, which is Negei Lagabe Bris Mila. We're saying across the board, you pass like Rabbi Kiva Shita that Machshirin aren't Deicha Shabbos. It's Taka relevant Lamaisa only where by Mila. It's not relevant Lamaisa by Pesach. We don't have Pesach, but it strengthens the fact that you pass. Rabbi Kiva, nice lumdus shechap. I think it's a gishmaka amhalach. You could say it's a deichik, but I think it's a gishmaka lumdus in Teisves. Lemaisa, this question Teisves asks is not a universal question. Everyone agrees to this question. Ramban says, and this is very relevant throughout Chas. Ramban says it's typically Rav Yosef who asks this question. Hilchos l'mashicha. Why are we asking a good discussion about something which is not relevant? It's Rav Yosef, maybe some other Amram that fit this build, but Chas as a whole doesn't necessarily go with it. The whole idea of all the sukkis over there by Ben Sarah Meirer, by Erni Dachas, Dresh v'kabos chayr with the concept of the reason. I'm going there is because the Gemara uses the Lashon exactly. And Lehevel and Nivra, again, there's a machlekes if it ever happened, but according to Tzad Lehevel and Nivra, the Gemara says, what's the reason for it? Dresh v'kabaschar. If we have kind of Dresh v'kabaschar, so why all of a sudden are we busy being worried about halacha in a case where it's not relevant? Lemaisa, Dresh v'kabaschar, say halacha too, and therefore, Ramban, according to Ramban, the question wouldn't even start. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. Now we get to what could be done, even according to Bekiva, b'shas the Mila. Whatever is required as part of the Mila, which could be prepared before Shabbos, can be done on Shabbos. Mailin, Pyrin, and Maitzin, you can do the Mila itself. Then Pyrin means we pull down the skin to uncover the crown. That's a part of the Mila. And Maitzin means Metzitza. I don't want to skip that one. We draw blood, you do Metzitza. Okay, then we're going to focus on that towards the end of Amabez. V'naisin ala Espanis, the Kamein, you put a bandage and you put Kamein as cumin on it to help cure the help cure the baby. If you didn't crush the cumin before Shabbos, you could chew it in the teeth and apply it on Shabbos, which gets involved with the course of a major conversation that's something that you could have done before Shabbos, you didn't. But now that you didn't do it, it's pekuch nefesh if you don't do it. But the question then gets into, we discussed earlier, we'll come up again later, not we'll focus on today's stuff, but we have discussed this. Am I allowed to go and do the mila lechatchila, knowing it's going to lead to a matzav, a pekuch nefesh, and then I'm deicha Shabbos? Pekuch nefesh, deicha Shabbos. But maybe don't put myself in the matzav first place. We should have prepared it, we didn't. I can't go into a matzav of needing pekuch nefesh to go heal the baby, and therefore I can't chew it on Shabbos. Okay, we'll discuss it more at a later date. Im lay tarif yayin v'shemen merav Shabbos. If one didn't mix the wine and oil before Shabbos, then you put in these ingredients into the bowl, each one by itself. You can't make a shirt like bandage in the chatchila. You can't make it the chatchila. You're supposed to have it prepared again. If it wasn't prepared, you can't make a new type of bandage chila, but you could put on some cloth, existing cloth around it, and that's not a problem. In the Hiskam of Shabbos, what if you didn't prepare one? You don't have it on site. From Erev Shabbos, even a piece of cloth, you have nothing. You wrap around the finger, and you could bring it by wrapping around the finger like a beged. Obviously, it's a little bit of a trick. It's not normal. You wrap your finger as a beged, and that's okay. Even from another chatzar, again, it's all for the protection of the baby. Therefore, it's permissible. It's needed for the mila. Therefore, it's permissible on Shabbos. And again, it seems to be that you're allowed to do it once you didn't prepare properly. properly, you could do it even though it's entailing, even though once you do the meal, you know you're going to need to do it afterwards. This Mishnah seems to connote that you could put yourself in a matzav that requires either chil d'rabban or chil d'oraisa on Shabbos in order to do the bismillah. Okay. Says the Martafa on Vase, Michti. Ketani Kulu, it says all these things. Kol tzecha milah suyamai. It says you have to, the Mishnah listed all the needs of milah. What's the kol coming to include? La suya hadu tarabanan, hamol. One of those bismillah. Kosma chu esik milah. Chayzer bain al tzitzim akvin. Chayzer bain al tzitzim akvis milah. Bain al tzitzim akvis milah. One is doing bismillah. While he's doing the milah, he can certainly go back to cut off the tzitzim. Tzitzim means like the little strands of skin that are ma'akiv that you didn't cut off enough of a shear of that reilus. You go back to cut that off. That's understandable. You didn't finish the Mila, and you even allowed to go back for the tzitzin she'ain makvin. While you're in the middle of Mila, you go back for the tzitzin that are a hinder, that are not part of the Kamila. Pirish, ever once he stopped, al tzitzin makvin chayzer, once he stopped, he goes back to, of course, to make the Mila valid, to cut that which is makiv, but once he stopped, al tzitzin she'ain makvin as a Mila in chayzer. You can't go back to the ones that are not makiv. Very interesting diak and Rashi, huge diak and Rashi, and probably the most famous, one of the most famous brisker Ravs in all of Shas. I think the most famous one is on this line of Gemara, like Sechanukah. We don't, the Gemara doesn't say a word about Chanukah here, but it's the famous Yisrael, and that's as follows. Rashi says that we're talking about Shabbos. The reason you don't go back to do the tzitzin she'ain makvin is Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can't go back. Once you're in the, if you're still in the middle of Mila, you can cut off, you can do the extra tzitzin, but which are makiv. But if you're not in the middle of the Mila, then to cut off that which is not, which is that which is makiv, you didn't do the Mila yet, so you finished the Mila. But to cut off that which is not makiv, you cannot do on Shabbos. Simple, very simple logical explanation. The Gemara doesn't say a word about Shabbos here, but we're in the Shabbos, we're in the Sugya, it makes perfect sense. Rashi's explanation. Rambam doesn't, when he brings the halacha, doesn't bring a word about Shabbos. Rambam says this halacha will chayav apply even during the week. And the Brisker Rav explains what's the idea, a beautiful concept. The idea of his hiddur mitzvah can only be done b'shas the mitzvah. When I'm doing a mitzvah, I can do a hiddur in the mitzvah, I can have the mitzvah. Once I finish the mitzvah, I can't go back and add hiddur later. So during the meal itself, if I didn't cover the tzitzin that are ma'akiv, I didn't finish the mitzvah, I go back to do the mitzvah. If I didn't cover the tzitzin, even if I didn't cover the tzitzin that are not ma'akiv, I'm in the middle of the meal, still I'm not sure what's considered finishing the meal. I'm in the middle of the meal, I can finish up the hiddur on the meal. Once I finish the meal, I'm mekayim the mitzvah. You can be mekayim hiddur in a mitzvah when I'm doing the mitzvah. Once I'm ready mekayim the mitzvah, to go back and shtip hiddur into a mitzvah already with mekayim is too late. You can't do it. The reason why it's so popular by Chanukah is because the same idea. By Chanukah, we know the hiddur is mahadim minam hajun is ner ish beisai, to have each person lighting in successive amounts every day of Chanukah. That's the hiddur. What if a person was mekayim the mitzvah of Chanukah? We only had one ner. He just did it, and then later wants to go back and be mekayim with the hiddur. Can he be mekayim with the hiddur later? And on that says the Brisker Rav, no, you can't add hiddur later once you're ready mekayim the mitzvah of once you're in Mekayim, the mitzvah of Chanukah, you can't go and add the hiddur element later, and it's based on the Rambam's interpretation of this Gemara. Let's go a few more lines, few more minutes to actually take us down for very far into the Amid. Goes very quickly. Mantana Pirish in a Chayzer. Who's the Tana says once you separate camp Chayzer, Gemara's gonna have a few attempts with the Tana's, but actually before we see this, just one quick point. Look at Tosfos, the second Tosfos. Actually, second Tosfos really goes back in Amud Aleph. Lais Mishina, we said, if you didn't prepare the kumin for Shabbos, you grind it how? Chew with your teeth. Grind it with your teeth and prepare it. So Tosfos, Afagav, Afagav, to Achar Mila, Chayla Shish Mesakana. What if the reason why we're allowing him to Bechlal chop the kumin is because right now, the baby is a Chayla, Shish Mesakana. Once Chayla Shish Mesakana, then do it. Do regular, just smash it in order to help heal the baby. As much as we can make a change, we make a change. This is a fundamental machlekes Tosfos and Rambam that what? When we had come, we spoke this out last week, actually, this week on Friday, we spoke this out. The Rambam says very specifically, we do not try to make any delays. We don't try to ask a guy. We don't try to make a shina. When it comes to Kukun Nefesh, we purposely go Kiyan HaMelech. We want to make sure that everyone knows, just speak Deicha Shabbos, just tend to the Chayla, and don't try to do any ways to avoid being even Shabbos, because it can lead to vital issues of Kukun Nefesh. And we spoke out, or this taste is saying pretty clearly, that there's a svar to say, as long as I know for sure what I'm doing, my shina is not going to cause any ill effect. You have to know, guaranteed, it's not going to cause any ill effect to the pechela, then I should be kamadev shaninan, as much as I can be mishana, I am mishana. So fundamental machlek is Rambam and Tosfos, and it's brought lalacha, Shulchan Aruch passing like Rambam, that we purposely make sure that we don't look to any ways to minimize and to try to make shinus, we go right away in Mechal Shabbos to save the chela. Whereas Rambam passing like Tosfos, that if you know for sure, it won't cause any detriment to the chela, kamadev shaninan, here's the source, this Tosfos is in Mechal. machlekes, the source of machlekes, Shulchan Aruch and Rama. Okay, so getting back to our Gemara, we're saying that who's the Tana that says that once you stop doing Mila, once you withdrew, you can't go back and cut off the tzitzit she'ena ma'akvim. I'm Rabbi Chanan Rebbecha. First, want to suggest Rosh Hashanah Malaysia Merkel America. It's Rosh Hashanah Malaysia Merkel America. The Tanya Milan Terbaisa. Arba Shachol Shabbos, the 14th day of Nisan, Erev Pesach, Fulzan Shabbos, Mavshir Pesach Adchaza. You take over the you flay the animal up to the breast. We had this Gemara not so long ago. Tiberi Rosh Hashanah Malaysia Merkel America. V'chamer Mshid Neskulei. But machlekes that why the Rabbanan say could be patient. Why you could not allowed to take it all off? Either because it's going to spoil, it's going to cause the animal to spoil faster, or it's going to, or the hairs can get involved in the Amurim, or because it looks like an avela. You don't, it's not bakovedik for kashrut to look like an avela. But Rabbanan says flay it up to the breast because that's all you need to remove the parts of the animal the after you mak there, and the rest you can cut after Shabbos, the 14th fell on Shabbos, on Shabbos before you roast it and eat the Karbesach, Pesach, you can cut it afterwards. Okay, so we want to say that Rabbi Shimon Meshach Merech Merech holds that once you finish the Shechita, once you finish the flaying, you got up to the breast, and you, the Mar's taking for granted that he stopped, and therefore you can't go back and finish the rest. You can't stop, you can't go back and finish it, just like Shana Makvin. Once it's not necessary, you can't go back and finish it. There's no din, very big yisrael of Zekele Vaveo over here, legabe the flaying of the animal. It's not considered a Zekele Vaveo applies by Chefs of a Mitzvah, right? By Tefillin, by Mezuzah, Avahacha, Dimini, Zekele Vaveo, here we have Zekele Vaveo, Hachanami. So over here, maybe Shmuel would agree, since it's Zekele Vaveo, maybe over here, by the Bris Mila, by the place of Mila, also Zekele Vaveo, and maybe over there also, you would go back and cut off the Sister Shana Makvin. The Tanya, we learned that Zekele Vaveo, his null of fun of Mitzvahs, be Misnah from the Kosh Baruch Mitzvahs, Asif from Sukkana, make Sukkana, Lulavna, Sheferna, Tzitzizna, Sefer Tirana, Kasavay Lishmai, Rite of Bishmai, Bidyayna with beautiful ink, Bekumasna with a beautiful pen, Belavar Uman with an expert. I'm safer. Very interesting that the pen plays a role, but Kulmas not. The pen you're writing with should be not too. Interesting concept. That's part of Zekei Maveo. And flaying the animal fully is not. Okay. Vekarcha b'shirai noim and wrap the Torah with beautiful silks. The rest of it's fairly obvious. Makes sense. These are all things that are beautifying the Chefsa Shemitz itself. Abishal Emer, Vaveo, Havidemele. That means Vavidemele. This is a second source. We say this concept elsewhere, but here's a second source. Mahu Chanan, V'racham, Af'ata. I should be like him. Okay. But the point is, so we have no raya that Rishon Merech would be the word that says that once you stop doing the Mila, you can't go back for Tzitzit Shein Makvin. Elam Ravashi, Haman, Rabbeisi, Heats, Rabbeisi, Tami, Lut, Mishnah. Beish Nera Lilis, talking about the moon, the new moon. You have Edom testify about seeing the new moon, which with Makadash Chaydish, based on the Edom testimony. Beish Nera Lilis, whether you see it clearly, so you know that everyone, other people can see it as well, so therefore you shouldn't be Machal Shabbat, there'll be a Sfer to say, don't be Machal Shabbat to come out of the Tchum. To testify, or there was not so clear. Where others, you can be concerned that maybe no one else saw it. Halacha is either way, Mechal Shabbos, you Mechal Shabbos. That is the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi says no. Based on Nir Ba'alil, a Mechal Shabbos. When it's clear, you're not Mechal Shabbos because we say that is no need to travel because other people could do it, and therefore we want to say that. Things that are not absolutely necessary, not Deich Shabbos, so that Tzitzin, we're going with Rashi's Malach, they were talking about Tzitzin, the Gabi Shabbos, and therefore the Tzitzin also are not absolutely necessary, and therefore you can't be Mechal Shabbos. Says Mar Mamai, Dilmat Kalikam Rabbeis Yehassam, Delay Nin Shabbos Litchais, Avahacha, Nin Shabbos Litchais, Hachanami. Over there, you never had the right to Mechal Shabbos, meaning, you only can Mechal Shabbos if you saw the moon in a case where it wasn't clear, so you have a right to go Mechal Shabbos, go testify, you can go out of the Tchum. When it was clear, you never started with the Hetter didn't begin. The Hetter B'chal Shabbos didn't begin because since it's clear, other people closer to Yerushalayim, closer to the Sanhedrin will see it, and they'll testify. Whereas by Mila's Deich HaShabbos. The Tzitzit Shein Ma'akvin alone maybe wouldn't have been Deich HaShabbos. Mila's Deich HaShabbos. Once Mila's Deich HaShabbos, maybe even the Tzitzit Shein Ma'akvin are also Deich HaShabbos, and therefore that's not necessarily the Tana. Ella, Amar Nadois, finally we get the right Tana. Rabbi, who's the Tana says, Tzitzit Shein Ma'akvin, I'm not going to be Deicha. Rabbanu the Pigalei Debesi, is Rabbanu Lager Debesi. We say as follows. Zan, Abrakan Nechazim. Four kind of going by lechem upon him. Four kind of going by Shabbos to do the avodah of lechem upon him, of changing of the guards, changing of the breads. Shnayim biyadayim shnei sedarim. Two of them carrying the two sedarim, the two rows of six loaves of lechem upon him, six loaves each. Shnayim biyadayim shnei bezichim, and two of them are carrying the two bezichim, the two cups of levaina. V'abra mekilfeim. Then there's four more kind of that actually came in before them to remove the existing. Shnayim lito shnei sedarim, two to take away the existing six loaves of bread each row. Shnayim lito shnei bezichim, and two kind of each one to take the spoons of levaina. Each one takes one spoon of the levaina. Hamachisa aimed himself in the vein of the darm. The ones who are coming in the new with the new bread, they're standing in the tzafan with their face facing south. I might see him aimed in the darm. We're talking about, of course, this is talking about in the heichel, right? In the heichel where we have the shulchan. The ones who are removing it, they're standing in the tzafan opposite, facing the other kanim, and they're facing with their face. I'm seeing aimed in the darm. They're staying in the south from the tzafan and from the tzafan, and their faces are facing to the north. These kahanim pull the first ones that are taking out. They remove, and as they remove, the other ones put in. The hand of this one along the hand of the other one, meaning it should be consistent, continuously, that there's lechem on the shulchan, and like this, as they're removing, the other one's hands already putting in the new one. Says the Gemara, Meshim Shademar, Lefei Hashem Tamid, Rabbi Yisrael, Afilu Eilu Na'ilim Ve'ilu Manichim, even if these kahanim take away the bread, and only later the other kahanim put it down, that's also okay. I mean, it doesn't have to be exact moment. That's also called tamid. Avzet tamid, that is also called tamid. Meaning that the lashon of tamid doesn't mean that it's got to be every second, as long as it doesn't go overnight without bread on the lechem upon him, that's going to be okay. So the point is, according to Rabbi Yisi, even if there's a little bit of interruption in between, it's not a problem. So we could say that L'chayr B'yasi would allow that by Bismillah, that the Tzitzit She'im Akvim, even if you don't do it at the exact moment of the Bris, even if you do it at the exact moment, you can still go back and cut off the Tzitzit She'im Akvim later. So the Tana, ironically enough, is not going to be Reisi. We're looking for the Tana that says he can't go back and cover the Shem Akvin. So the Tana Kama in this price who argues in Reisi, who says you need Tumid by the Lechem upon him, and it's got to be Mamid continuous, that same Tana would say that there's a problem if there's a break by cutting off the Brismila itself, the main Brismila, and the Tzitzin She'enam Makvin. That would be an issue according to the Tana Kama Reisi. And that's that Tana of Tana Kama Reisi is the author of this Alech. We'll pause here. In Mirz Hashem, we will have a